Thank you for calling Momentum Telecom. To ensure quality service, this call may be monitored or recorded. Please listen carefully as our menu has recently changed. For outages, maintenances, or enterprise-wide issues, please press 1. For single-user data and voice issues, account updates, or changes, please press 2.
Thank you for calling Business Services. My name is Jake, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Jake. This is Alex calling from Archtop Fiber.
Perfect. Alrighty. And can I get a last name for you, Alex?
Connell.
And I am so sorry. Could you spell that for me real quick?
C-O-N-N-E-L-L.
Perfect. Alrighty, Alex, and how can I help you, man?
I actually had a ticket put in, and I got a call from Frank.
Okay, and you were just kind of trying to return the call to Frank?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Do you by any chance have that ticket number with you?
Yeah, it's 019-07480.
Perfect. Alrighty, let me reach out to Frank real quick and see if he is available. Gotcha. Alrighty. So as of right now, it does not look like Frank is in just yet.
Okay.
But I can go ahead and kind of, you know, help you out on this. So first thing that Frank was asking is if we could get a direct number to you, Alex, if you do have a good number for us to contact you.
I don't. You just have to call this, and then you can call like the 8855 Archtop number, and then just go to like you can select text appointment. There's a chance it will go to me. It's like a 50-50. If it doesn't, you can just ask. No transfer to me.
Alrighty, good deal, man. And then the other thing that, you know, Frank was, you know, trying to get from you is on this ticket, it doesn't look like we have any, you know, account information or a telephone number for, you know, who cannot receive inbound calls. So he was kind of reaching out to...
Let me get that info because I'm doing it on behalf of somebody. That's why the info was kind of scarce because I was only getting piecemeal info. Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna get it now though. Let's see. So the number is, can I give you the number now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It's 973-764-7112.
Perfect. Alrighty, let me take a look at that real quick and see if I can't shed some light on this.
Perfect. And then what's his name? I don't even remember his name. So his last name was Landrigan. Let me pull it up actually.
Thomas Landrigan is what it looks like to me.
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. Alrighty, good deal. And was this customer able to make outbound calls by any chance?
Yes, he was.
Gotcha. Alrighty. And is it all inbound calls that fail, or is this kind of like an intermittent thing?
He deals with outbound calls, and I think he just wasn't able to receive calls. Like, he's not receiving them.
Gotcha.
I
Oh,
don't think it's
okay.
intermittent. I think it's just like it's just been like that consistently.
Gotcha. All righty. Let me take a look at that real quick. See here. And so whenever you do make a test call to this customer, it doesn't ring on his end or anything like that.
Sorry, can you read that?
I said whenever you do make a test call to this customer, does it just not ring at all on his
No,
end?
well, it rings an eye, but I don't think it's ringing for him. I mean, that's what he's saying,
Gotcha,
but there's
gotcha.
no obviously way for me to verify that. But that's what he says. Like whenever we call, there's no like, it's not ringing.
Gotcha. All right. Gotcha. Okay. So I did go ahead and make another test call, and it just kind of continuously rang for me as well. And on that, we can see that we're sending that one or that invite to the customer's IP. And they respond with that 100 of trying and then a 180 ringing, letting us know that his phone should be ringing at that point. Let's see. So what I do want to test real quick as well before I, give you a definite answer is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to enable this customer's voicemail real quick, and then I'm just going to make one more test call to him.
You're gonna turn it on?
Yes.
Okay. You want to also,
Yeah.
I mean, but like, yeah, it's, I mean, if you're just testing something with it, so I guess it's fine.
Yeah. As soon as I get done with this test call, I'll go ahead and turn it right back off for him.
Perfect. Yeah,
already. So with that, I didn't have any issue getting to the voicemail. So to be completely honest with you from here, Alex, with the way these ladders do look, and I can go ahead and pull one of those and get it attached to the ticket as well, just so you can take a look. But with the way these ladders look, it is looking like the call is being built, you know, fully successfully. This looks like a completely normal ladder to me. And so what I would recommend is from here, if we can, you know, kind of continue to investigate with the device on site, possibly do a device swap or have a tech, you know, take a butt set out, plug it up, and then, you know, kind of test to see if they're able to get some inbound calls from there.
All right, perfect. I'll let that person, I'm going to let whoever asks you to put the ticket in know. All right, let that person know. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the for the help.
Oh yeah, no problem at all, Alex. And if you do have any more questions or anything like that, you're more than welcome to just give us another call. And you know, Frank will continue to kind of follow up with you on this, and you know, hopefully we can provide as much assistance as possible to get this resolved for y'all.
Perfect. Thank you so much, man. You have a great rest of your day, all right?
Thank you, Alex. You have a great rest of your day too, man.
All right.